Hello and welcome to WaveScan, the international DX program from Adventist World Radio. Researched and written in Indianapolis by Dr. Adrian Peterson and in Los Angeles by Ray Robinson. And produced in the studios of WRMI Shortwave in Okeechobee, Florida. I'm Jeff White. This is edition NWS 807 for release on Sunday, August 11th, 2024. On the program today, shortwave radio in Haiti. And we'll take you to the 2024 annual meetings of Mexican DXers in Mexico City and the NASB, National Association of Shortwave Broadcasters, in Ontario, Canada, as well as our Philippine DX report. The small independent nation of Haiti in the Caribbean regularly features in news stories, but generally not for good reasons. It's one of the poorest countries on earth, has a high crime rate, and seems to lurch from one crisis to another, be it earthquake, hurricane, or political upheavals. Some have called it the basket case of the Caribbean. But on this occasion here in WaveScan, we thought we'd take a look back at shortwave broadcasting in that country in years gone by. Here's Ray Robinson in Los Angeles to tell us more.
Thanks, Jeff. The country of Haiti occupies the western third of the island of Hispaniola, which is located in the Caribbean between Cuba and Puerto Rico. Haiti is French and Creole speaking, and the Dominican Republic in the central and eastern side of the island is Spanish speaking. The total area of Haiti is a little over 10,000 square miles, roughly in a horseshoe shape, with the arms pointing to the west. The total population is around 11.5 million, and the capital city is Port-au-Prince. The radio scene in Haiti began a little over 100 years ago when the U.S. Navy established a wireless communication station in Port-au-Prince with the call sign NSC. Subsequent communication stations were erected by the Haitian government, and these were given the call signs HHM, HHW, and HHZ, or Z. The first radio broadcasting station in Haiti appeared on the radio dial in 1927 with the call sign HHK, and this station was also located in the capital city. Station HHK was a government facility, and it was licensed with 1 kilowatt on 830 kHz AM. Shortwave broadcasting began in Haiti 8 years later in 1935, when the Haitian Automobile Association established a station that was given three different call signs, one for each of the three licensed channels. This station was heard in North America and Europe under the call signs HH2R, HH2S and HH2T. However, the first Haitian shortwave station that was heard in the South Pacific was HH3W, which was noted 5 years later in 1940. In the year 1946, ambitious plans were announced by a commercial organization in France for the establishment of a powerful station in Haiti that would give radio coverage to almost the entire planet. This station, with a commercial world service, was planned with three transmitters at 50 kilowatts each. However, that august announcement was the last that was ever heard of this project. Over the years, a large number of small shortwave stations were established in Haiti, and these have been on the air with programming mainly in French, Spanish, and English. Each of these small stations was usually a shortwave relay from a regular medium-wave station, though on occasions a truly international service was heard from a few stations. The target areas for an international service were usually other island nations in the Caribbean basin. The power output of the shortwave stations in Haiti was usually around 1 kilowatt or less, though a couple of stations were on the air at times with 10 kilowatts. Some of these stations also issued QSL cards, which these days are quite rare. It was at the beginning of the year 1950 that the call signs of all radio stations in Haiti were changed from the original prefix HH to the new prefix 4V. Thus, for example, the station mentioned earlier, HH2S, became 4V2S. Over the years, more than 60 different call signs have been noted on shortwave in Haiti, but the era with the greatest number of shortwave stations was in the 1960s and 70s, with more than 20 on the air at that time. The second longest running shortwave station was 4VWA, which operated for more than half a century as Radio Citadel. This station finally closed in 1992. But the station with the longest tenure and the one that is by far the best known beyond the borders of Haiti is the gospel station 4VEH. Situated in the perennially difficult political climate of Haiti is this small and exotic radio station, which began its days as a shortwave station and is today still heard on mediumwave and FM. It was on the northern coast of Haiti at Cap Haitien that Haiti's best-known shortwave station was first established more than 70 years ago. This station, 4VEH, with the slogan La Voix Evangélique de Haïti, or the Evangelical Voice of Haiti, was founded in 1950 specifically as a shortwave station by the Reverend G.T. Bustin. This unique station made its first broadcast on June 2, 1950, and at the time it used a small transmitter radiating just 400 watts on the unusual channel 9884 kHz. Both the studios and transmitter for this new station were located at first in the back rooms of the church building of the East and West Indies Bible Mission at Vaudreuil in northern Haiti. At the time, there were several other shortwave stations located in Haiti, though most operated from the capital city area, Port-au-Prince. Subsequent to its inauguration, and with the evidence of success for this bold new venture, new studios were established and a new transmitter building was constructed for 4VEH. The transmitter base was located 7 miles away in the salt flats at Petite Anse, across the bay from Cap Haitien. A 10-watt FM link between the studios in Vaudreuil and the transmitter at Petite Anse came into service in 1965. To celebrate their 5th anniversary and to honour the 25th anniversary of the International Shortwave Club in London, 4VEH made a series of special DX broadcasts on May the 21st and 22nd, 1955. 3 different channels in the 31-metre band were used, and attempts were made also to use 2 other shortwave transmitters for the occasion. In 1958, just 8 years after its inauguration, station 4VEH was taken over by the missionary organisation OMS International, with its world headquarters in Indianapolis. The station, originally established to broadcast the gospel to the Caribbean, continued under its new ownership with regular programming in French, Spanish and English to Haiti and neighbouring islands. At its peak of operations, 4VEH was on the air with a total of 8 transmitters, radiating on allocated frequencies in the shortwave, mediumwave and FM bands. These were generally lower-powered units, though for many years they operated 2 10-kilowatt units simultaneously. During its era as a shortwave broadcaster, reception reports were received from all areas in the United States, as well as from many other countries in Europe, the Americas and the Pacific. 2 shortwave antennas were in use, a simple dipole, and a 2-element delta beamed towards Florida. Gospel station 4VEH left the international shortwave bands in 1982, but continued to use the 60-meter tropical band. Here's a clip of the station on 4930 kHz at 0730 Eastern on Sunday, September the 2nd, 1984.
Personal experience of God's guidance in your life? Why not share it with us? Write Life Pattern, Radio 4VEH, Part 1, Haitian, Haiti, West Indies. Your moderator has been Bill Gillum. This has been a staff presentation of Radio 4VEH. Marty Picasso.
The sound of light. inspirational radio, Radio 4VEH, the sound of light.
Eastern Standard Time, 7:30.
And then in 1992, like Radio Citadel, 4VEH also left the shortwaves. But unlike Radio Citadel, that wasn't the end of 4VEH. The station continued to be heard locally on medium wave and FM. And although it continued to use 4VEH as its name, that call sign was actually only ever assigned to their shortwave transmitter, which of course it was no longer using. So for some years it was affectionately known as the right station with the wrong call sign. But eventually they switched to using the call sign for their medium wave transmitter, which was 4VEF, as their name instead. Currently, the American headquarters for radio station 4VEF are located in Florida. So what is probably the most famous radio station in Haiti can still be heard on the air today with 10 kilowatts on 840 kHz AM and on 94.7 MHz FM. In fact, 4VEF's medium wave transmitter is one of half a dozen Haitian medium wave stations still listed as active in the 2024 edition of the World Radio TV Handbook. And before we leave Haiti, we should also mention that the Adventist radio station in Haiti, together with the Adventist University and the Adventist Hospital, all found it necessary to modify their activities due to the social unrest in the country. The Adventist radio station, 4VVE, Voix de l'Espérance, began operation on 1560 kHz AM with 10 kilowatts in 1988, and also had an FM outlet in parallel on 89.7 MHz from 2001. But the medium wave transmitter closed in 2010, and the last listing for the FM was in 2022. Gospel station 4VEH was indeed an exotic shortwave station in an exotic tropical location. In bygone years, it was much sought after by distant international radio monitors who wanted a picturesque QSL card from this fascinating island nation in the blue Caribbean.
Depuis le Cap Haïtien, vous écoutez Radio 4VEH, la voix évangélique d'Haïti. Il est 7h.
Back to you, Jeff.
Thanks, Ray. I can remember listening often to 4VEH's English News and other programs when I was living in Indianapolis back in the 1970s. And in the 1980s, I was once covering a Haitian election for the World Service of the Christian Science Monitor. And I was assigned, along with a few journalistic colleagues, to cover the election activities in Cape Haitian on the north coast of the country. On the way back to Port-au-Prince afterward, I managed to convince my colleagues to let me stop by for a while at the site of 4VEH's studios on the outskirts of Cape Haitian, and they gave us a nice tour of the station, which brought back a lot of memories for me of listening to 4VEH on shortwave. Next week, Ray will be remembering the Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia in August 1968. As heard on the radio by a monitoring station at YLE, Finland. As we told you in a recent program, the 2024 Mexican National DX meeting took place on the weekend of August 2nd and 3rd. It was the 30th annual meeting of Mexican DXers, attracting shortwave listeners and radio hobbyists from all over the country. And it also celebrated 100 years of Radio Educación, currently the only shortwave station operating in Mexico. It's on 6185 kHz, using a 10-kilowatt CCA transmitter and an omnidirectional antenna. The station is operated by the Mexican Ministry of Education, and Radio Educación hosted the 2024 Encuentro de Exista Mexicano, as the meeting is known in Spanish, at their headquarters in Mexico City. Our colleagues Ludo Mas and Mireia Martinez of Broadcast Belgium were at the meeting, and they sent us this clip from the opening of the event. This is Ivan Lopez Alegria, who organized the first national meeting of Mexican DXers 30 years ago in the city of Tepic, in the Mexican state of Nayarit.
Surge por la necesidad, pues, de reencontrar y conocer todos esos nombres que veíamos siempre en la lectura de correspondencia. Y bueno, un día, pues, quizá no fue por curiosidad, se me ocurre decir, pues, ¿por qué no reunimos a toda esta gente que está en México y nos conocemos? Entonces, Para los que no sepan, pues así surge el primer encuentro de Cista Mexicano. Simplemente pues les digo pues, que viva la radio, viva la iluminación 100 años, que tenga otros 100 años, viva los encuentros de Cistas. Vamos a seguir disfrutando del Diexismo. Muchas gracias.
And that was our friend Ivan Lopez Alegría opening the Mexican National DX meeting. Dozens of people attended the meeting, which featured talks about various aspects of DXing and shortwave listening, such as antennas for better reception, as well as speakers from Radio Educación. Luis Alejandro Vallebueno gave a talk entitled Historical Panorama of 100 Years of Shortwave in Mexico. There was the traditional Noche DXista, or DX night, where radios and antennas were set up to do some serious listening to see what they could hear on the bands. During the meeting, amongst all of the excitement, an earthquake alert sounded. Well, fortunately, it turned out to be a false alarm. There was no earthquake. At Radio Educación, there was an exposition of photos of all 30 Mexican National DX meetings. Shortwave station representatives from around the world have attended these meetings over the years. Cesar Fernandez from the Veracruz DX group mentioned some of the stations that were at one meeting which we attended, along with our WaveScan editor, Adrian Peterson.
Radio Miami Internacional, Radio Taiwan Internacional, Radio Mundial Adventista y Radio Free Asia. En esa ocasión, la Federación Mexicana de Radioexperimentadores, a través de Juan José Miró Lozano, estuvieron presentes. También estuvieron presentes diexistas de otros países.
César Fernández there. There were also two live programs about the event broadcast on Radio Educación. Here's a brief excerpt from one of those shows, moderated by Mauricio Carrera.
En la Ciudad de México, y sobre todo dándoles la bienvenida a nuestros invitados especiales y al público que nos acompaña en este seguimiento de las crónicas de los 30 años del diexismo en México, que se presenta en el marco del 30º Encuentro Diexista Mexicano y también en el marco de algo que venimos festejando a todo lo largo del año aquí en Radio Educación, que son 100 años del inicio de sus transmisiones. Así que muchas gracias a ustedes que nos están escuchando en casita o allá en su automóvil y a ustedes que nos acompañan aquí en el Estudio A de Radio Educación, en sus instalaciones en Ángel Urraza 622 en la Colonia del Valle, en la Ciudad de México. Muchas, pero muchas gracias.
That was a program on Radio Educación on 6185 kilohertz during the 2024 Mexican National DX meeting in Mexico City. By the way, those who attended the meeting also had the opportunity to take a tour of the station's transmitter site. Well, a few minutes ago, we were talking about station 4VEH in Haiti. Incidentally, a company called Galcom International has made a lot of fixed-tuned, solar-powered radio receivers, which 4VEH has distributed to listeners in Haiti over the years. And Galcom, headquartered in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, was the site of this year's annual meeting of the National Association of Shortwave Broadcasters, or NASB, which took place on July 22nd and 23rd. Both Ray and I were there, along with representatives of other U.S. shortwave stations and shortwave listeners from Canada. Today, we have the first part of a conversation that Ray and I recorded during the meeting at Galcom. Okay, Ray, we are here in a really unique studio, aren't we?
Certainly. And Galcom in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. It's a very busy facility because they construct fixed-tuned radios here that get distributed to Christian broadcasters all over the world. But as part of their facility, they built a state-of-the-art, really top-deck studio facility, not so much to use for themselves, but to be able to demonstrate to broadcasters what the principles of good studio design are. And so, yeah, we're in this room. There's a busy road outside, but the windows are quadruple glazed, and it's absolutely silent in here. It's a wonderful place.
Yeah.
And they record a program here. I think it's called Mission Compass, if I remember correctly, which we broadcast on WRMI. It's broadcast by a number of stations, local stations around the world, which is recorded right here in this studio also. Mm. But we are here, and by the way, you mentioned fixed-tuned radios. We should probably explain what a fixed-tuned radio is.
Well, they're little devices, probably not much bigger than the size of a pack of cards, maybe slightly larger, but approximately that. They are obviously battery devices, but they have solar panels on the back so that the batteries are recharged. And these are devices that are hardened and very reliable, so that they can be distributed in remote third world locations, jungles, deserts, whatever. Some were going, I saw, to South Sudan and Somalia and places like that. They have spoken recordings included, typically the Bible in various languages, which can be played. And then they're also fixed tuned to whatever radio frequencies the station that wants them defines. They can be FM, AM, or shortwave, and they can, each device can have up to 12 frequencies programmed into it. So for instance, I am involved with Voice of Hope, and in Zambia we have Voice of Hope Africa, which uses four different frequencies. And so I have a device which now has those four frequencies programmed into it. It's a really useful device for helping listeners to quickly find the stations, the station frequencies that we want, and of course not to get distracted by other stations that might be on the air. The audio quality from the devices is phenomenal considering their size, and they're just a really good economic way for stations to be able to distribute receivers to the listening audience, people who might otherwise not be going out there and buying radios. They take these into villages and distribute them to people who basically have nothing, but they can get the gospel, they can hear the word of God.
I remember several years ago we had some of these radios made for WRMI, and they were back at that time they could only have one frequency on the radio, and so we put 9955 kilohertz. But now recently they've got these new version of the receivers that are actually smaller, thinner, and have up to 12 frequencies. So right now we got some of these radios here at Galcom during the visit, and we've got some with 12 of the 13 WRMI frequencies in it, so that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, they're continuing to work on the technology here, and these devices are getting better and better, as you say. And one of the innovations they've introduced recently is that these radios are now field upgradable, so that if a station uses different frequencies for the different broadcast seasons, different times of the year, they don't have to be sent back into Galcom to be reprogrammed. The station can have a master unit which can update the radios for their particular station. If the frequencies change, maybe they're using tropical band frequencies or frequencies that need to be modified, the stations can now do that for themselves, which is very flexible, very useful.
Okay, Ray, we'll continue telling everyone about the 2024 NESB annual meeting next week on WaveScan. Henry Omerhai in the Philippines says rainy days are here. Great devastation due to recent flooding in the greater Manila area, but not so much in our area of the province of Negros Oriental. Now, here's Henry with the DX News.
Hello, everyone. Dear shortwave listeners, wherever you're, welcome to the August 11th edition of the Philippine DX. Support number 209. I am Henry Umaday in Bacolod City, Negros Occidental Central Philippines. Glad to be back, and thank you for listening. I would like to thank our DXer friends for sending the reception report most recently. Mr. Richard Lemke in Avatar, Canada. Mr. Isao Yamanaka in Chebaken, Japan, and Mr. Jan Zachary Alvarez in Cavite here in the Philippines. To all of you, thank you very much. Reception logs for July 2024. July 7, Voice of Korea on 7220 in English, Pram Kuchang at 0413 SAO333. July 7, BBC World Service on 9410 in English, Pram Tinang at 1007 SAO555. July 14, KBS World Radio on 9570 in English, Pram Kim Jay at 1008 SAO454. July 14, Radio New Zealand International on 9700 in English, Pram Rajataki at 0850 SAO44. July 14, Hope Radio on 9965 in English, Pram Palau Midorn at 1010 SAO444. July 21, KNLS Alaska on 9580 in English, from Anchor Point at 1038 SAO333. July 21, Transworld Radio KTWR on 11965 in English, from Marisol Guam at 1105 SAO333. July 21, Voice of Vietnam on 12020 in English, from Hanoi Sontai at 1135 SAO343. July 21, FABC Radio on 9400 in Chinese, Pram Eba at 1145 SAO555. And China Radio International Filipino Service can be heard from 1130 to 1200 UTC in four frequencies, 5985 Pram Beijing, 7410 Pram Nanning, 11955 Pram Kunming Aning, and 12070 from Nanning. Send us your comments, suggestions, reception logs, and informations to PilipinasDX@gmail.com. That's PilipinasDX for PilipinasDX@gmail.com. This has been Henry Umaday for Wavescan in Bacolod City, Negros Occidental Central, Philippines, saying mabuhay at maraming salamat po.
Thank you, Henry. And we end WaveScan today with music from Haiti, Haiti Chérie. Thanks for listening to WaveScan, the international DX program from Adventist World Radio. Researched and written in Indianapolis by Adrian Peterson and in Los Angeles by Ray Robinson. Next week on WaveScan, the Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia. More from NASB 2024 in Canada and our Bangladesh DX report. WaveScan is heard weekly on KSDA in Guam, AWR relays in various locations, WRMI in Florida, WWCR in Tennessee, Voice of Hope Africa in Zambia, and IRRS Italy. Send reception reports directly to the station you're listening to. Reports for KSDA and other AWR sites should go to qsl@awr.org. Other correspondence, not reception reports, can be sent to wavescan@yahoo.com. I'm Jeff White at WRMI Shortwave in Okeechobee, Florida. Till next week, good listening, everyone.